national security concerns can affect many areas of presidential business. President-elect Obama is finding that out. You've probably heard about Mr. Obama's reliance on his BlackBerry and how he may have to give up the handheld device after he's sworn in. U.S. laws surrounding presidential privacy and record-keeping may not allow the new commander-in-chief to use a BlackBerry or even email. We asked the world's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd, to look into other world leaders who like their tech. So, Clark, how did you go about finding examples here?
Well, Marco, I do a weekly technology podcast that gets downloaded not just by listeners in the States, but listeners around the world. So I basically put it to them. Send me some stories about politicians that you know in your country.
And what'd you find out?
Well, the interesting thing is I got a lot of notes about President Sarkozy in France, who apparently had a little BlackBerry problem himself. In fact, somebody pointed me to an article that was in the Telegraph newspaper from London talking about how Sarkozy got caught checking his BlackBerry, checking his email during an audience with the Pope, of all things.
Bad
not
move.
So good. Also, somebody pointed out that in Italy, one of the perks for being a parliamentarian in Italy, free cell phone.
That's nice.
So there you go. It's a nice perk to have. And politicians are so concerned about privacy on those cell phones in Italy that there's even a special software service now, very expensive, that politicians can download that will supposedly encrypt all of their cell phone conversations and text messages. So,
now, as you know, the Obama campaign has won high marks from the tech community on how it actually harnessed the web and cell phones during the campaign. Have these tactics been exported yet?
Well, I had one podcast listener write in and say, you're wrong to say that the Obama campaign was the first digital campaign of the new millennium, because actually in South Korea, the internet has played a huge role as early as 2002 in elections there. So that was one interesting response that I got to that. But it is being exported. One of the main consultants behind Obama's online and cell phone strategy during the campaign was an outfit called Blue State Digital, and they've now set up an office in London.
Well, there you go. And, you know, there are all these social networking sites like Facebook and the microblogging service Twitter. Any tweeting prime ministers or presidents out there?
There are some parliamentarians in the UK who are using it on both sides, both conservative and Labour. Somebody wrote in and pointed out that Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, has her own video blog. But maybe the best example is the Dutch foreign minister, Maxime Verhagen, who not only has his own Twitter account and sends out these little microblogging messages to all of his followers, but he actually answers questions that are sent to him. It's like
nice.
A personal thing. Yeah, exactly. And the person who sent me the note that he is doing this said, "We love it here. We actually, for the first time ever, feel connected to one of our politicians." Verhagen's gone so far as to actually put a Google map on his website so that you can geolocate him no matter where he is.
Okay. Clark Boyd, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marco.
And remember, you can download Clark's weekly technology podcast. Just visit theworld.org/technology.